Josh is getting up. Are we going? What's going on here?
What's up?
Chop, chop, toots.
We give it a goddamn second.
Jeez, I don't even remember what I watched. Carnosaur, right? Okay, I got to look something up.
Holy hell.
Hey, Clint Edwards, Howard was in this. Who?
Ew.
Are we done?
What is going on over there? I don't even know.
Everybody keeps telling me to start, but every time I get ready to hit the button, Pete says something. So
well, hit the goddamn button.
I've been wanting to for the that's why I'm waiting for you to stop.
The button.
Sometimes.
Hey Charlie, hit the button. Charlie, hit the button.
Of chaos, I ain't editing shit.
It's not chaos. This is not chaos. This is perfect.
This
hey,
goes
Nate,
out.
You
raw.
Said you're up, so go lead drive, sir. Woo!
Wow. All right, someone get a muzzle on Pete already. Like, he clearly
Welcome
cannot
to
be held.
Back my horror movies. I am your host. My name is Pete. With me, as always, is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Pete.
From the evil deaths, you sue me, Josh. It's these two things.
Josh, remember that time you got invited to this like 18 hours ago? Do you have any regrets already?
It wasn't even 18 hours ago. It was like four, wasn't it?
I don't remember 10 minutes ago, guys. I don't even know how I got here. Oh, that's right. I held on to the bumper of the car.
I don't remember 10 minutes ago. There's also Nate, I suppose, but I'm not supposed to be driving, so maybe
nope.
I should let Nate
nope,
drive.
Nope, yep, nope,
I'm driving tonight.
Shut up, boy. So, hello, Charlie.
We didn't introduce Charlie yet. Charlie is fourth. I was saving the best for last, but no, Nate stepped on my feet and just like go boop, boop, doop, boop, doop, doop.
I'm just thinking about running the board tonight. That's
you, yeah. Let's just get like the auto board out and just talk. Like I
hey,
like
guess what
movie.
We're covering tonight. I don't care what you're saying, Nate. Let's get,
no. All right, we, there's a theme here.
No,
so shut up.
I picked this movie. God damn it. Oh wait, is this isn't Kids Month? I don't even remember. Is this post Kids Month? I don't. What's happening here?
I don't
Why
know.
Are you people
I don't know, Pete. Shut
Josh,
the fuck up.
Help me out.
Yo.
I rely on you.
What am I supposed
to
fucking do, dude?
Corral
help
these
me out, Josh.
Ding-dongs.
Do you want me to jump in the hole that you're fucking digging for yourself?
Yes.
Whatever. It's comfy down here. It's cozy and it's a little warm. It's really deep, so it's a little warm by now.
Holy hell, man.
Oh,
hello, Carnosaur.
Now we have good air.
Hello.
So let me talk about the movie we're talking about. What movie we're talking about? Nate, what's going on, dude?
Talk about the month. Calm down.
Yeah, we gotta bring the
it's
month
a new
in.
Month.
Okay. So
go
sorry.
Drink your beer.
I'm drinking my beer.
Go take a pee.
I'll be good. I don't have to pee yet. It'll happen though.
Oh, so.
Hey,
we
Nate,
did the Wheel
look,
of Pain.
What are we doing here? Oh,
we okay. did a Wheel of Pain for this month where none of us knew what was going to be selected. And as you can tell, this was probably a Pete pick right out the gate.
Now,
oh, yeah.
And then because it's a chaos month
in their beer because
where no one gets to pick anything, we all came with random selections. Mm. And then at the last minute, we went, hey, Josh, you want to watch this movie real quick and then hop on the podcast?
Well,
it was as last minute as you possibly could make it. It's like 4 o'clock. Hey, Josh, you want to hop on a podcast?
And I was like, whatever? Fuck yes. Because I saw that picture of you with Carnosaur in the background and I was like, holy fuck, I remember that movie, kind of. Mm-hmm.
So that's what's funny. This whole week, I'm like, I think I've seen Carnosaur before. I have not. No, I got no
oh, really?
Recollection of this. What? Yeah.
That's amazing. I love it. I'm sure you've seen a lot of Carnosaur, but maybe not the whole thing.
No. Nothing.
Oh, none of it. Not a dime, huh? Wow. Okay.
I distinctly remember about two scenes of this movie. Other than that, there are things that I definitely did not remember.
kind of a maze. But Charlie, before we get any further, is there even a trailer for this direct-to-video?
Of course there's a trailer for us, thing. Roger Corman. And somehow this got into the theater. Charlie's just driving. He's not even...
He's going to turn this car around any minute.
He should.
It's like they think editing is magic, and I make magic happen.
You don't edit this stuff. This is gold.
That he won't remember when he hears the episode again. Yes, there is a trailer. It's not the greatest trailer, which is in Roger Corman fashion. But yeah. Thankfully, also in Roger Corman fashion, it's really short. So here is Carnosaur.
What the hell is it? Looks like some kind of lizard.
For the dinosaurs. The Earth was scaled to their dimensions. Human beings are ants crawling through their living rooms.
That's really fabulous. Like a great theme park.
Wait. The trailer's nothing but dino noises and a reference to a theme park that I don't even remember being in the movie.
I remember.
Yeah, okay. So,
it's the Month of Chaos. I played it. I was like, you know what? It fits. It plays.
It really does. So,
it's Roger Corman, and God bless him so much. I love Roger
was
Corman.
Was this on your list as well, Charlie? Or was it almost?
It was. So, this was almost on my list for the horror. My horror picks, because I have very, very fond memories of this movie. I've been sitting here thinking, I was like, when's the last time I watched this movie? Probably when I was 14.
No way.
So it's been 30 years
since
I've watched Carnosaur. And after watching it last night, I went, wow, there really came a point where my dad didn't give a shit what I watched. Because I remember the day I rented this movie, and I was huge into dinosaurs. My dad had just started letting me watch those creature features, you know, like we talked about with Deep Star 6 and, you know, Leviathan and stuff. I pick this movie up and I show it to him and I'm like, Dad, can I rent this one? He looks at it, flips it over, looks at the cover, and goes, yeah, that'll be fine. No clue what I was about to get into. And I watched this movie twice when we rented it, which was 30 years ago. And, dude, I was over the moon when I watched this. And then watching it last night going, Dad let me watch Clint Howard's head get ripped off. Dad let me watch ladies give birth to dinosaur eggs. Ladies. And never, you know, said a word to me. I never got fast forwarded. And this movie has made such an impact on me. I knew this entire movie, even though I hadn't watched it in 30 years. I was like, I knew it scene for scene. And I felt like I was reliving that moment back then, you know, after I had rented it for that weekend. And just having the same amount of fun over the silliness of it, the ridiculousness. I was watching it off of the YouTube rip, which is still the 4:3, you know, ratio.
It's bad, too.
The picture's YouTube, terrible.
It's awful.
And it feels claustrophobic.
I hope that you put the closed captions on because they were hilarious.
No closed captions.
The closed captions on YouTube were automated, so it was YouTube trying to translate what everyone was saying.
They were just making shit up.
Everything wrong in the most wonderful way.
Nah, this was as pure as popping in the VHS as I could get last night, just on a bigger TV. And dude, I was cracking up. I was laughing my ass off. I was having a ball. remembering being like 14 years old watching this for the first time. I was just having a blast with it.
Nice. So, Josh.
Yeah.
Last night, you decided to watch this very quickly.
I sure
did. And I'm guessing from YouTube as well.
Absolutely. And I turned the subtitles on for a hot minute because Pete told me to. But then I turned them off because I didn't want to get stabbed by my wife. she's not a fan of subtitles.
Oh, really?
You get over that.
Pretty much can't watch anything without subtitles anymore.
You, me both.
But
and though this one I didn't watch with subtitles, so
dude. Fortunately, I really, really loved it because, like Charlie, I was laughing my ass off the whole time. It went by quick too. It's what, like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it flies
barely.
It flies by.
So
it's glorious.
I feel like this was on Sci-Fi, like back, like the Sci-Fi Channel, because that's like I remember
USA,
one.
I think also.
Yeah, one scene distinctly where that dude's in there like crying about some bullshit, and then the lady's like, "Yeah, just go in there. Like your daughter's in there, I promise." And he's like, "Okay." And then he goes in there, and the big giant fucking T-Rex is there, and like the lasers. He puts his hand through the lasers.
Oh my god,
that is an image. Yeah. That's an image that I see in my head.
No way.
Fairly often. So that's when I saw that poster behind you, I was like, I remember something about this movie. Not much, because after watching it, I was like, yeah, I don't remember all the weird dino chicken births.
Yeah, right.
That shit was out of control.
Multiple
albatross, pelican.
Yeah. Dude, I love the random eagle screeches just throughout the movie too, like out of place. Like it was fucking great. I loved it.
So, Pete, yes. You wrote this down for your selection.
I did.
And why is that?
This is the second time I watched this. And the first time I watched this was maybe 10 years ago. And it was one of those, I've seen this on the, it's probably 15 years ago. I've seen this on the DVD shelf for so many years. And then I finally picked it up and I turned it over and it was a Roger Corman joint. I'm like, I know who Roger Corman is. This is going to have boobs and beasts and blood in it. So I rented it and I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
which kind of surprises me that it's not totally 3 for 3.
Shocked me that I didn't get any boobs. There wasn't even a shower scene or a bikini scene or even a low cut scene. There was there was one couple making out, and it was completely it was aggressive but innocent. That is, and
the we girl got that got her leg ripped off is wearing like long john shorts.
Yeah,
nightgown. I don't even know if it's a dress, but whatever
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
They covered her for the movie too, so you're not expecting that. I fully expected nothing. Under.
Made me laugh so hard when she's okay. So later on in the movie, there's some hippies chaining themselves to, as you did in the 80s and 90s, chaining themselves into on heavy machinery that are landscaping the area to save it, and the one gal gets her leg ripped off, and the velociraptor baby T-Rex question.
To
mark?
Be fair, she gives it to him. She's kind of like, here, take it.
But not two scenes earlier, someone was chewing on a chicken leg. Right. And then the velociraptor is chewing on a human leg. I started belly laughing. Like I have rarely belly laughed before. I did not remember that scene, and it made me laugh ridiculously. It was one of the few two, three times I paused this movie to laugh, like coughing laugh. It was wonderful. So, this is the second time I've seen it, and it had the same reaction that I had. Excuse me. I had the same reaction I did 10, 15 years ago when I saw it. I love this. Love this stupid movie. This is not a good movie. This is bad.
Oh no,
it's bad. Yeah. And I love it so very much. Nate, you're up.
When
was the last time you saw this?
That was today. Recording.
The first time you saw it. I'm sorry.
Today.
No way. So this is the first
when it got selected on the wheel.
Yeah.
I was like, I know the title. That's it. And I know there's three of them. And yes, I know when I was a kid, I remember in Tennessee, we rented some sort of dinosaur movie that involved bugs. But I cannot figure out what that movie is for the life of me. And I thought it was Carnosaur. And then as soon as this got rolling, I went, yeah, that's definitely not the movie I'm thinking of. So the search continues for whatever the hell random movie that I remember as a kid.
Dinosaur bugs or dinosaurs?
Like it had, I remember a type of T-Rex that when it was attacking what I want to say a small town or fair or something, it looked so bad that it almost looked like it was going to float away.
It wasn't like Godzilla versus Megaguirus, which was...
No, this was a bad, you know, because I remember us renting the VHS from whatever video store was there in, you know, BFE, Tennessee. So when watching this today and that little dinosaur howled at the sunset and it was the worst cackle ever... But I was dying of laughter.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, my God. It like, the little... He attacked the guy who's peeing in the desert, then attacks the two people in the Jeep, all the blood spraying everywhere, and then the bumper sticker shot of the blood going over, like, you know, peace on Earth or whatever it was.
There's such an abrupt cut in that. Like, there was... They were making out. The guy gets... plastered onto the side of the soft shell Jeep, and he goes, and then all of a sudden the raptor is inside the Jeep. Like, you miss,
and you see his tail flipping and flopping around, and him just eating intestines, and I am dying of laughter, howling. And as the movie goes on, I was like, this is probably the greatest movie ever made. It could very well be. It might be a masterpiece. But here is the big thing. If you were to hold a gun to my head and say, Nate, if you tell me the plot to Carnosaur, 11/9/11s won't happen. I'm sorry to say 11/9/11s will happen because I have no idea what was going on in this movie at all. I was so batshit confused on everything. I was like, who are these people? What is going on? There is so many sentences that form dialogue in this movie that make zero sense at all.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, no, it's...
After the third person burped out an egg, I went, I really... have no idea what the plot is.
Chickens are exploding because they're giving
the significant other had came out, you know, and they were curious about what the movie was. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, I have no idea. It's a masterpiece, but I am so confused. I went, I don't know who that guy is. And then he got shot a bunch. And then these people came in and they started shooting a bunch of people and people were getting eaten. I was like, I don't even know where that T-Rex came from, honestly. Like, and I'm watching the movie. It's not like I wasn't like on my phone because I was having a blast. But there's an evil doctor lady who then rips her stomach open to give birth to a dinosaur.
She sure did.
The alien scene.
And there was a point I had to look at them and went, that's the third egg pun, and I'm not making that up.
No, it totally is, man. To just put it all in a real quick box, this company has hired this really well-known scientist woman. She's like... cutting edge of everything going on.
But she's well known. Communicated from a lot of things. Like, she's too controversial, and people have fired her. It's like, get out of here.
Right.
She's Frankenstein, like, is what they've
mad scientist much. Era. Yeah. And the only way she would work for this one company is you have to give me 2 years of basically fuck off. Don't ask me what I'm working on. Don't ask to see paperwork. Nothing. Unbeknownst to the government and this company, she has contracted this chicken farm, and that's where she has started with her DNA genetic research. Now, one thing I can't explain how this virus has gotten out to everyone.
Yeah.
They don't say that at all in this movie.
But they have like a shot of Unison or whatever it's called, and he gives it to the girl, and I went, I swear to God, she's going to be pregnant with a dino, and then she isn't.
She was. Oh, she isn't?
Well, I don't know. She's sweating a bunch, and then he gets shot, and then a flamethrower happens, and that's just a wig in the bed because she clearly was not available.
you're at the end. You already got to the end scene.
Well, because I was lost.
Start the beginning, well, and work your way to the end.
It all blurs together.
Got there.
It's true.
So you're not wrong. She has contracted this chicken farm, and when whatever experiment she's running has now started to take effect. That's why there's cameras everywhere. She's watching everything. There's cameras in the truck.
Those cameras are conveniently accurate. And whatever
she had GoPro before GoPro was a thing.
Well, they're GoPros that know how to self-edit.
There was a camera. Oh, yeah. That was wonderful.
She wants quality when she watches what's going on. So that's where like this farm is sending out chickens for consumers. And they've actually been sending out chickens and eggs for a while. That's where I think the virus is coming.
That's
from.
Where the virus is taking effect. Is Nate? It's, people are consuming the flesh of the chickens that have been infected, and it's
you're
it's not
saying
airborne.
There's a virus, but I didn't even know that.
Everyone that's like,
dude, that it said
he didn't
said
have subtitles.
I didn't turn the subtiles 75%. On, and then
no, that it wasn't anyway. That was it was on the screen.
Oh, said, the little computer readout.
The little computer readout. The green.
Oh, so I was reading that, and I was
you
just like,
don't read.
What
Nate.
Does that have to do with anything? And then you have these hippies who decide to tie themselves up to a bulldozer for some reason. Yeah.
They're
but it didn't matter.
Earth.
I'll tell you right now. I was rooting for Connoisseur. I was rooting for Connoisseur the whole time. Well, and
if you're not rooting for the dinosaur in this, there's something wrong with you.
When Carnosaur,
man.
When Carnosaur number one gets a shotgun, I was heartbroken. Yeah. And that one hurt because that was a little baby that we watched grow into a man. And the fact that he died, that broke me. All right. And I'm glad that he got the kill. I'm glad that he, you know, killed the guy that killed him.
With his weird ass foot bend.
That is amazing.
I'm not 100% sure how that worked. And
he
still got him in the nuts.
It looked like he stuck him in his butt and it went through his abdomen. I'm like, wow. That's,
yeah, it's a pretty pleasant. The only thing I didn't like was he ate the puppy. So that was kind of the only moment where you're not rooting for
Park.
Him.
Get over it.
No, he ate a goat.
No, he ate goat.
In Jurassic Park.
Yeah, goats are
he
okay.
Never ate a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't eat puppies.
This is
on that
shit.
Website. Does the dog live? No, the dog does not live.
It's a Roger Corman movie. They can't afford goats.
I nearly shit during that scene. It was so fucking funny. When he's, it was like a bully. Fight on the playground where like
it was.
Baby Carnosaur's on the ground. He's like, you piece of shit. And then he just like one last kick to the nuts before he gets fucked up. Brilliant. Loved it.
I did not expect a shotgun to take him down. I went, there's no way. That's all it takes. And then I was like, is that the end of the movie? Because I didn't know where I was at in the movie yet because I didn't hit A or anything on the controller. So I was like, if that's how Carnosaur dies, I'm going to be so pissed. But no. I get more pissed at how Carnosaur number two dies. Carnosaur number three, I think, is still out there at this point because the movie just ends.
Oh, right. Which, we actually don't know how many Carnosaurs are out there.
When I say I want out of here early today, it's because I want to go watch Carnosaur 2, all right? I got a whole trilogy to finish because this is unfair. I am dying right now.
Carnosaur was in an attempt to rip off Jurassic Park without having the script.
No.
And Oh, yeah.
No.
Carnosaur 2.
Being sarcastic.
Carnosaur 2, ladies and gentlemen, is a direct Aliens ripoff.
Oh, my God.
Because they're all on YouTube right now.
Yeah, they are. Carnosaur 2 is a delight.
The first one is also an Alien.
We should have done this instead of Feast, for heaven's sakes. Yeah,
we
you
could have
suck.
Done all three of the Carnosaurs. Because if you watch this movie and you're in the know, the entire final battle between the T-Rex and the guy in the Bobcat is almost scene for scene of Ripley in the power loader.
I didn't even put that together.
But wait till Carnosaur 2 it's even because
they go even yeah. Like, actually they reuse no joke. Scenes Josh from this movie.
Carnosaur 2 is
well,
amazing.
Yeah, because you have to save money. Which, all right, first off, John Carl Beaker, our boy, he did the special effects for this movie. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the man did Cellar Dweller. So the fact that he did the special effects on such a low budget, Roger Corman, who produced this, just went, I can make this movie faster than anyone else and get it out before Jurassic Park. I'll do it.
A better track record than Roger Corman to make something faster and under budget.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, well, who better to make a film than Roger Corman? That is the wrong answer.
Faster right. and under budget. Is Roger qualifying Corman, it with those two things.
Roger Corman is the knockoff Walmart DVDs we get now. That's what Roger Corman started with back in the day. But man, I don't know, man. There is just something. I love Jurassic Park.
There's something
but
charming
I can watch
about
this,
this
movie more. Like,
it's
yeah.
not boring. It's not no, like not boring. You know, like these modern movies that just appear on Tubi with horrible AI generated movie posters and they just look awful as can be and they're boring as all get out and they're not fun. That's not what this is. It knows what it wants.
Dude, this is practical.
I can't wait to see what the body count is because so many people die in this movie.
It's
even though movie. I had no idea what was going on. I'm addicted.
So I was honestly I was thinking the same thing that you said, Charlie, last night. I was like, dude, this is a direct fucking ripoff of Jurassic Park, but I honestly I'm having more fun watching this than Jurassic Park because they were like, let's do all the shit that they didn't want to do in Jurassic Park. They didn't want to show you all the goods, you know?
No, not at all. And this one goes for it. And I watch Jurassic Park at least like 2-3 times a year. I love movie.
I don't blame you.
This might now have to sneak in Jurassic there and be
Park,
like
that brontosaurus scene in Jurassic Park is one of those scenes in cinematic history. That
agreed.
Genuinely,
it is
me. It genuinely gives me the feels.
Jurassic
and
Park
I am not,
is
if
fantastic.
This had the same score as Jurassic Park,
could you imagine?
No,
it would be the greatest movie ever.
This is a horror movie. Jurassic Park is a thriller.
It needs
this is a horror
the
movie.
Sweeping score of the orchestra building and the while the little puppet is growing.
Somebody make that edit because I want to share it. That is exactly what I want.
Because what happens if a film decided to throw all their money, like we have a $2 million budget, throw $1.8 million at the score, and we'll figure the rest out.
There is some fun trivia about the other connection from Carnosaur to Jurassic Park.
God, I looked nothing up. Regale me, please.
Diane Ladd, who is our evil scientist.
That's,
Mr. That Scientist.
Mom.
That is Laura Dern's mom.
Oh.
Laura Dern from
How did
Jurassic
Laura Dern
Park.
Get the better gig than her mom?
Holy shit.
Diane Ladd's agent almost
tricked
quit.
Her?
Almost quit because she's like, I know it's going to be a shit movie. I'm going to go do it anyway. And he didn't want her to.
Diane, you're going to give birth to a raptor.
Corman always
and
makes money.
There's another connection that Bryce Dallas Howard's uncle is in this.
What?
Because of Clint Howard.
Right. Oh my God, you're right.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that shit.
Wow,
Clint Howard's related to Bryce Dallas. That's so weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Clint Howard is related to a lot of people.
I sent a clip to Josh specifically just to creep him out of Clint Howard on the Pauly Shore podcast. And he's just playing the same character from this movie. He's eating loudly and obnoxiously and just rambling.
Love the storytelling he's doing at the diner.
Clint Howard. He is my spirit animal.
Literally fucking nonsense. With the pregnant woman. And I love it. He's like, yeah, it was a perfectly born baby boy.
He leans into totally his character. In every movie Clint Howard is in, he just leans into it so wonderfully. Ah,
I'm only speaking Clint Howard talks to himself. There's no doubt about it in my mind. That's a man that walks down the street.
You don't
talk to
himself. Clint Howard. You just put Clint Howard in your movie, and he just does what he does. That's all.
Like flat out, one of my favorite movies with Clint Howard is The Wraith. I love his character.
Oh yeah,
he's like the tech mechanic in there. He's got the wild like Einstein hair sticking up.
He's not as disgusting.
No, he's playing like a nerd. He's actually kind of. You feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the movie, dude, he's like
movie
tugging at your heartstrings. We're gonna cover
it
one
day.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I
know
it, but I've never seen
in
it.
The car, man. That's a
hell
great,
yeah.
Should have put that on my list. Right. But no, there's other things on my list.
The only thing that you could do to make Clint Howard more disgusting in a movie is to make him be eating the entire time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, give him like mayonnaise or something. God. You'd be like, no, I'm over this.
He's eating like beef stew in this. It's like he's not eating a sandwich.
Imagine him being the Slim Jim spokesperson and not Macho Man.
So
I love though that we leave him in the diner, and the next time we see him is him eating a bucket of chicken. As he's walking through the chicken farm. I love it, and it's right before his head gets like pulled off of his body.
Yes.
By the raptor,
and there's so many chicken feathers in this damn movie.
As if his feet were in concrete, his head is removed from his shoulders.
It should have lifted him, but no, it's like his head just and all
the
of
the
stuff
is
separated
from his shoulders.
I see that scene last night.
It happened
going,
a couple of times, and it just made me laugh.
Dad didn't care at all for this one. I don't know why I got to watch this, but I think this was one of those where. Dad didn't pre-watch it before me. It was a dinosaur. It's rated R. I don't even know if he saw it was rated R.
Roger Carman, he's like, it might be some
my dad.
In it, whatever.
Honestly, my dad wouldn't have even known who the fuck Roger Corman was. Like, my dad did not get. My dad didn't know who directors
my
were.
My family, they still, I don't think, know this because that looks cool.
Exactly. <That's it. laughs> Dad knew who actors he's liked, but as far as that was directed by this guy. Aside from Steven Spielberg, because everyone knew
Steven Spielberg or maybe James Cameron,
Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, you know, Mel Brooks.
I doubt anyone in my family knows that Clint Eastwood directed movies.
Yeah, that too. he knows him as an actor, but not a director.
Yeah.
100%. But no, this is. I tell you, you guys will see the video if you're not paying attention though on our social over on Instagram. We're showing you the video of us spinning the wheel of chaos, the wheel of pain. Oh, and so you get to see our live reactions to this. And when this popped up, I was excited when Jackie read off.
I think I was just like, oh God, no. But
well, it was a Pete pick. So you were scared.
I was. And I also was like, I don't know if this is what I think it is. And A, I'm still wondering what that movie is. But B, it's just like, I'm so glad it was this. I'm so glad that it was this movie all the Pete picks.
I picked some.
It's based on a novel. I need the book. I'm not going to read it, but
that's
I need
a great
it.
Yeah, you're right. It is based on a novel of some sort.
Really?
It's not the novel, though, but it's based on
a novel. No, didn't turn out to be the novel.
They basically bought the title.
Roger Corman bought the Carnosaur title and made his own movie. And they promised the author to like, you can have some creative freedom in this.
Author wants nothing to do with this.
Yeah, whatever.
Which I don't know why. I would embrace the hell out of this. Thank you.
Let's be fair. Jurassic Park isn't Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
Either. I mean, that's
there are many downbeats that are the same.
Yeah, but
elements
it's not...
that are the same.
Sure.
But there's no way, like, hell, even in the Harry Potter films and books, you can't put all of it in to cinema if you don't want to make it.
What you're saying, we need a mini series of Carnosaur that follows the book.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know if it's any good or not.
I would also take a mini series of 1 hour episodes of baby Carnosaur causing mayhem for 8 months straight,
kicking people in the nuts.
Yeah.
The only novel I've read that equals the film that I have read is Peter Benchley's Jaws. That genuinely was a very good book. And
I thought he regretted writing that because of how many people are afraid of.
Well, yes, he does regret it because a lot of people went out and attacked sharks and killed them. And you just don't don't kill sharks. It's like killing all the bears in the wilderness. That's not a good idea.
Just because you watched Grizzly. It's just one bear.
Grizzly.
Fight Club was a good book.
We need to do Grizzly. Gentlemen. My second favorite dummy fall is in Grizzly.
Dude,
the Carnosaurus novel is $26, but the VHS is $13. It's like they just know that I should just buy the VHS instead.
Because Nate doesn't read. Nate's
exactly.
Like, books, pages, what? I don't know.
If it doesn't have pictures.
Nate, let me check, Nate. I bet I can find it at the library.
I'll stop it.
No,
Josh, what were you gonna say?
I don't even fucking remember, man.
Month of chaos. I need
Echo
that
to use.
Josh, I'm so sorry. Please tell us more.
He's already forgot.
Yeah, Pete, keep going so I can remember and then forget again. Yeah,
this train. It was off the rails.
The back of the VHS is the T-Rex fighting the bobcat. I kind of need this.
I actually have Carnosaur 2 on VHS. Sludge has my copy of it. Was selling
don't
a bunch
worry, buddy.
Of his stuff, and
I can buy part 2 right now as well. Let's stop there. Why don't I just buy part 3?
Primal Rage.
It's probably on the Plex. And then
this is the problem with having adult money.
Is it Primal Rage or Primal Force? It's one of those things. Part 3.
Well, there's like three Carnosaurs and then two not
well, official. Like, Carl Buechler apparently directed a spinoff that uses footage from the other three movies.
Raptor, I think, is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Fuck,
but apparently it's Die Hard meets Jurassic Park, which I'm telling you right now, that premise, I'm sold.
Die Hard? Oh,
imagine a high tower skyscraper, and there's a raptor in there, and there's maybe the raptor's in the ducks. Wait, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, is the raptor John McClane?
Yes, that's it. If the raptor's John McClane, I'm fully in. And everything else is the same.
I'd watch it.
They're not terrorists.
Absolutely.
Like, this movie is... like along the same vein as the Tremor sequels after like part 3. Mm. That's just kind of how silly and insane they get. Because it's not Tremors 1 or 2.
No.
It ain't that good.
2 maybe.
It's as fun. No, I have a special place in my heart for part 2.
It's like 2 is kind of wonderful. Josh, you want to come on and cover Tremors 2 at some point?
I almost love part 2 as much as I love part 1.
Tomorrow?
Yes, no. Point.
As soon as we're done,
when we're done with this one.
Yeah, and then you gotta bring Bert with you this time because Bert isn't with you.
Hey, right. So, just a heads up. I basically just keep him tied up in the basement, and I only bring him out for episodes. So when you guys are like, "Hey, you guys want to come on?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know if Brett's gonna be able to make it." That's just because he's bound and gagged in my basement.
You've gagged him in the basement. He's your little boy toy.
Do you like throw hot water on him and lash at him and be like, quiet, you?
Hot, cold, lukewarm, you know, all the temperatures of water I throw on him. Just depending on how
lubricants. Yeah. It's just different kinds of lubricants.
Oh, yeah. I go down and I just look at him for a minute and then I just turn around and walk away.
You go down there with a mirror and you shine the light on and have the mirror hit the light and it just kind of gets him in the eyes.
And then
we have tea parties and shit. It's fucking, it's creepy.
You make him say, I don't know, and then a bucket of slime falls on him.
Dude, anything you can think of.
Do you remember that reference?
You're watching the USA Network.
Charlie, cut.
Wait, did Gremlins get a hold of us again?
Sharks of the corn? Virus shark? Cocaine shark? Sharktopus? Yeah. Those are all real movies. Join me, Steve Coates, as each week I take a comedic look at the bizarre world of sharksploitation cinema on Bucket of Chum, the Shark Movie Podcast.
Do you like horror movies?
Do you like hanging out with your friends?
Do you like having a laugh?
Do you like podcasts?
Well, you should check out our podcast, Spoils of Horror.
We're not a review show.
We're a horror movie hangout where we talk about movies that are lost, forgotten, popular, and bizarre, all in the scary realm.
You can listen to our podcast while you're doing just about anything.
You could be washing your dishes.
You could be washing your cat.
You could be washing your genitals. All forms of genitals accepted.
We are a fully inclusive genitalia show.
Yes. We are the number one ideal podcast for washing your genitals.
Our genital Yelp reviews are unsurpassed.
5.5 stars.
You don't want to know where that half came from.
Now that you know that, check us out on all major platforms.
You can search for Spoils of Horror on all social media sites.
Come and hang out with us. We'd love to see you.
And your genitals.
Bye.
Just when you thought you were safe, the terror continues with another chilly tale tonight on USA Network's Saturday Night.
Yeah, I said let's be in front of the PetSmart. I felt like it was pretty safe.
Yeah. Weirdos don't meet out front of a PetSmart.
No, they would not.
They do in the back of a Wendy's.
And if they're going to be weirdos, I'm just going to out weird them. So,
hey, that's true.
Yeah, you try to weird me, I'm just going to go for the weirder.
That's a good point, man.
Meet right, me so at the Bordello.
You fight fire with fire around this place.
All right, so we have to find Raptor because Raptor is an unofficial sequel to the original Connoisseur trilogy.
What?
It often reuses stock footage from the original Carnosaur.
That's why
both of movies were produced by Roger Corman.
Raptor was produced.
So
by,
yes,
it's Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yeah,
the original footage featuring a dinosaur for Raptor were two shots involving a dinosaur arm. All other appearances of dinosaurs are from stock footage of Carnosaur trilogy.
That is absolutely incredible.
We got to get Raptor now.
Probably made this for $1,000 and made $2,000.
They won't. They say it's impossible to find the budget. Like it's possible. This was like
on Wikipedia as $850,000.
I saw that as well. But
how? There's reports of $2 million, and then there's reports of $500,000.
Yeah.
Roger Corman won't answer anyone. Like,
well,
they
I don't blame him. He doesn't want his investors to know anything.
He's dodging the tax, man.
The dude has produced like 400 some things on IMDb. Like, he's doing fine for a 97 year old man.
Pete, you're going to love this. Raptor, the pickup truck falling off of a bridge is stock footage from the movie Humanoids from the Deep. I know you know that movie. I know that movie. Oh, we got to find Raptor. That is a must. That's 2001, people. 2001.
Oh my
Raptor.
God, that movie is so silly.
So yeah, basically, then, there's four Carnosaur movies now.
But then you have the Eden Formula, which is the other one that John Carl Beaker directed, and that's the one that's described as Die Hard. That's the one we need.
I do like that idea because we saw a cliffhanger, which was. Die Hard on a mountain.
Hey, and gentlemen,
let's have Die Hard with a raptor.
Can I make a request? Anytime please. You guys do a Carnosaur related film, may I please join you? Feel free to say
feel
no.
Like, yeah, this is what has to happen.
I wouldn't want me on all those episodes either, but I humbly make that request.
Here's the only way I'll be okay with that. Is that we only give you 24-hour notice. Of
yeah.
When
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To be
only text you at 9 p.m. and be like, you want on?
No, absolutely.
Josh, some reprieve. We have to make sure that it is legitimately available somewhere east.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, they're all on YouTube.
No, that's not that. How are we watching it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat shit and live.
He's bringing it back.
Fuck. Guess what, guys? The Eden Formula Carnosaur 5, it's on YouTube. God. Oh, this is amazing. This is like the greatest thing ever. Weekend. I'm so
we've
stoked.
We've discovered a well of depravity that we all need to consume.
Dinosaur horror, man. Where can you go wrong?
Yeah.
So I remember what old Charlie knew what was awesome. Go ahead, Josh.
I remember what I was going to say earlier. So this, all right, this movie has a scene that genuinely made me feel very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Which birth scene was it?
No. It was none of those scenes.
It was
the scene when I don't know who this fucking dickhead was, but he was he was the CEO or some ass fuck who was laying on the table feeding people like blueberry pie, and he was talking sensually to them.
Was on the table like spread eagle, like,
yeah.
Is that how is that?
I fucking hated that scene.
Yeah,
that
is
so much.
You know how we keep those blueberries so fresh?
Yeah.
We encase them in goat placenta, and it's good for 18 months.
Yeah, but even that,
it out.
And then Fatty starts throwing up. Like, that's the first time you've thrown up. Did you put in your mouth?
It was like terrible ASMR shit. It was like, isn't this the most succulent, juicy, fresh, delicious blueberry you've ever had? I was like, get the fuck. Get off the table, you piece of shit.
Why?
Oh, it made me so mad.
Why are you crawling on the table like Madonna in a video here? What?
In your little business suit?
Ask your grandparents about Madonna and their music videos.
Hey, if it was blueberry. Madonna, I would have been all right with it. You know?
I would have been.
Nate's like, who's Madonna?
That's Weird Al's girlfriend. I know that.
Madonna now.
I was going to say, definitely not Madonna now.
Judy Tenuta? Anybody? Never mind. No. I'm going to go back to my hole. Bye.
Go get another beer.
Bye, Pete.
There he goes.
Can you grab me one too, bud?
No. Drink your own fucking beer.
He'll drink it for you.
Or I'm drinking it for you. Ah, where are we?
I don't know. You guys are supposed to be driving,
There's just so much chaos.
Movie. Yeah.
Like, there's the one random dude who, I guess, he shows up. He's like, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Scrambled or over easy? He didn't have a shotgun, but in my head, he had a shotgun, did the pump, because there's all these different eggs. Mm-hmm. And then someone gives birth to an egg, and I didn't know how, but when it falls out, and a little baby raptor just kind of going back and forth. And that's where I was like, I really want all the humans to die and just let this be a dinosaur planet. Am I team bad girl?
No.
Because that's basically what
I'm
pro
dinosaur planet. Just get rid of us all.
That was the doctor's plan, was to give the Earth back. But with a catch, she was putting human DNA into the dinosaurs so they would be essentially smarter than they were when they went extinct. That's why she's...
You could be making this up. I'd be like,
making this up. Like, I followed the plot fairly well when they gave me
Charlie
plot.
Watched the movie.
Yeah, I did watch the movie. This is my third watch of this movie in 30 years.
Do you not remember the scene in the end, Nate, where that lady who definitely thought she was in a different movie because she was acting her fucking ass off?
She was giving it her all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's Diane Ladd, man.
Yeah, she chewed that scene into pulp and then
when
shit it all over the
ripped
place.
Ripped open her own belly button, gave herself a C-section, and then that little raptor's still out and about because they never go back to him.
Never got it.
Well, there are
Carnosaur too,
several
baby.
That we don't get any closure on. The sheriff's wife and daughter are still at home and potentially gave birth to dinosaurs because they were sick in bed.
But then you also got the one dinosaur that knows how to use his head, and he just keeps on slamming into the wall, and he eventually gets out.
That was a T-Rex,
That is also a scene ripped from Aliens. That's the queen alien bashing through the door to get to the hangar.
I'm telling you, Carnosaur 2 is a much more blatant ripoff.
Right, but this one, I just loved watching it and seeing all this stuff. That laser show with the T-Rex is
the random guy
in my brain.
It's so stupid. I love it.
That it's like white lasers that aren't like...
The white lasers are like ouchy, but the red lasers are cutty.
We'll cut your hand off.
The cut lasers from Resident Evil 1...
Yeah.
But it's the same hand because right. when the other guy loses his hand, I swear that that was just Cormier being like, we'll just use the same hand.
Oh, I guarantee. Yeah. There's like three cutoff hands in this movie, and it's the same yeah. hand. It's like if they, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't rip off multiple legs so he could reuse the leg
I
prop.
Know. Right. Just only one leg get ripped off. I'm like, well, you clearly have the prop. Just keep throwing it out there. Like,
I'm seriously watching this movie at the beginning because, again, I knew this movie, but I had not. I was like, is there a giant chicken in this fucking movie that I don't know about? Oh, man, because they make it out like chicken. The entire beginning is it's a chicken because you don't see the dinosaur right away.
Yeah.
Chickens are exploding. People are getting attacked and scratched.
Exploding.
And you're just like, is there a chicken in this movie? And I don't remember a chicken. And then, okay, now we get the lizards, you know, the dinosaurs. And I guess they said if you can somehow get the cleaner copy, I guess the DVD, and pause it just right, there is a scene that the raptors actually do have feathers on them. Like first instances, because it's only been recently that we've all been okay with dinosaurs with birds, and they've started redrawing the velociraptors with feathers,
and raptors weren't human size. They were,
and look, for everyone's screaming at us, I'm not saying the fucking word of what they're called now, the Dilophosaurus or whatever the hell it is. It will always be a velociraptor. I will call it a raptor. I don't give a shit. I will call
raptor's
it
raptor's way cooler.
Exactly. Yeah.
The velociraptor is the coolest name in monster history.
I mean, period.
Like if your sports Godzilla, team is the raptors,
raptor, I don't know. Yeah, man. You pick one.
They named a truck. There's a truck called a raptor. It's fucking sweet.
You got some kid giving you shit while you're trying to talk to him, and you take a raptor claw and take it across his belly and scare the shit out of him. Yeah, it's always going to be a raptor.
He's going to turn into Chris Pine. And
right, you're not going to do that with the Dilophosaurus.
Exactly. So claw. Quit yelling at us.
What are you trying to do? Beatbox the kid to death?
But the big dinosaur in this is a T-Rex. So there's multiple dinosaurs in here. And a cut scene that I don't know if they said they actually filmed it, but a planned scene was at the very, very end was supposed to be a pterodactyl had survived, and that was going to be what carried on.
Can you imagine
into
a Roger Corman pterodactyl?
Oh, my God.
I would love to imagine a Roger Corman pterodactyl.
Very deep voice. It'd be like, caw.
I'm a pterodactyl.
And he'd be very cool. He'd be very chill about it. Hello,
caw-caw. Tucky, tucky, caw-caw.
Please let me eat you. I will. It's like,
I'm a
so
civilized pterodactyl.
It's delightful.
I just want
I need
all
a brain
our
pterodactyl.
I want all our listeners to know that this whole month was Nate's brainchild. Okay, so let's just remember.
And I love
that.
It. I want more Nate brainchilds.
Oh yeah,
hey man! Like usually,
Nate's,
this brain's got a lot
Nate's
going
child
on.
Brain is approved by Pete's child brain for February. Oh, can
Drunk
we do
Pete, last
February into
guest.
March with Pete and Nate? Oh my God, Nate, we got something going on here. Let's do
what I'm just saying. Okay. We rebrand the entire podcast as the Carnosaur Podcast. Give me back my Carnosaur.
Fuck yeah.
But we can't talk about.
I'm in. I'm in.
Hey, I got all right. Bunch of any movie that movies. Shows dinosaurs eating hippies, I'm in.
Absolutely.
Say
I didn't
less,
know
fam.
I needed that.
Say less, fam. I'm in. Let's do this. No cap.
I wish I could talk more about the plot, but really, like I said, I was just so lost.
So the one
let's go to commercial so I can go to the pop.
We already did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We
you guys
a trailer.
Talking.
Just pee your pants, bud.
Okay, fine.
If pee in your pants
potty,
is cool,
you
you're Miles Davis.
Bye.
That's all right.
he's left. He really
Pete has left the show. Everyone.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, man.
So anything going on in the Evil Depths?
No, just keep talking about the movie. He won't realize we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't understand was I felt like the night security guy had a hell of a backstory that we never got. Why did they call him Doc? Because that was brought up in this movie and I never get an answer. And then when he goes into the secret base, A, he knew where the secret base was. He hid his face as if he would be recognized. And I felt like smart. I felt like he was fired from her, or he was like an ex-assistant.
Right.
But he never got any closure.
He just got too fucking shit-faced on the job, and they're like, hey, we're not going to fire you, but, like, you know, maybe we'll make you a security guard. You can drink your face off. You can hang out there in your little fucking RV.
Like, does he know too much and they can't fire him, and that's why he can do whatever he wants? But it's like, I never got an answer on this guy's backstory, and I wanted it.
Well, like, yeah, he was kind of weird. I wasn't sure whether I liked him or didn't like him because he's supposed to be like our hero, but he's kind of a shitbag.
Yeah, and it's not quite reluctant hero either. It's just incompetent hero for most of the movie. Like that one kid's all messed up and he like stops 20 feet in front of the kid to look at him. And the girl runs up and is like, get over here and help him.
We got to do something. And he's just staring like.
And this is like after we find out his nickname was Doc. And I'm like, maybe you should help him. I don't know.
He was the really important character in the book that just got lucky to be in the movie.
I can't go back to being a doctor.
Yeah, I was a doctor once, but that surgery, I've never been able to quite shake it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
There's like, what, is it two security guards? It's poorly, poorly lit where they're in the car and they get eaten. And the one guy just starts spitting. He's not spitting up blood. It's literally just like he's got a loogie. And I'm like, that's gross. Yeah. Like,
you know, it doesn't really show the Carnosaur eating him. It rips the other dude out of the car, which is awesome. It's a Roger Corman though, man. There is inconsistencies everywhere, but
it doesn't
matter. No, it doesn't.
I don't get it. By all means, like a lesser, I don't know, team would have had me bored out of my mind and mad.
You know, I was actually kind of expecting you to not like this movie. I was kind of expecting it too.
I got my adorable little pet, you know, baby raptor who's all 6 pounds, 8 ounces and ready to eat on tummies, I fell in love.
It's understandable.
So I guess they had the original plan was there was a suit actor that was supposed to be in a dinosaur suit. A miniature model, and then like a semi-animatronic one. And I guess the only one that worked was the model. That was all that actually worked.
I would have loved a guy in a suit. Through. But like,
I think a suit actor would have been awesome.
Fuck yeah. When
you have the two random people that get in the Bobcats, because I don't know what they were.
You can't fit two people in a Bobcat, by the way. I don't care how skinny you are.
No, you can't.
You can't fit two people impossible. In a Bobcat. They don't work.
But when it shows Carnosaur number 2 or 3 walking towards the camera, oh my God, I was dying. I was laughing so hard because of the way it just looked. And even when he was approaching the trailer, and just like it's a miniature trailer with this force perspective, it was glorious. It was like one of the greatest things ever.
That was actually you're
fine. Go over.
That was actually the other scene of the movie that I did remember was the end with that fucking thing that he was. That was a bobcat, right? But it had like the little fucking finger claw things for like probably like logging or something, maybe
picking up logs.
Yeah. So that was the other thing that I remembered from that movie. Like once I saw it happening, I was like, "Fuck yeah! I definitely saw this movie."
I'm kind of amazed this does not have like a Vinegar Syndrome release or Severn Films or something. Like a boutique has not picked up these three movies and just done like
literally
a way too fancy release set, you know?
It literally only has like an old DVD release, and even that's hard to find. It's a straight rip from the VHS. This is
No one
has redone Carnosaur. It needs to be redone.
I feel like this has to have some sort of cult following.
It has to be.
I don't know.
We love it. I mean, for 30 years, I have held a place in my heart for Carnosaur, even though I haven't watched it a lot. This movie made an impact on me.
Yeah.
I had so much fun as a kid. Yeah, at 14, I'm watching a dinosaur rip people apart. Like, that's really fucking cool. That's just like what you expect. I mean, they kind of did it in Jurassic Park. When he eats that lawyer dude, that's a cool scene in Jurassic Park. Yeah. Except now we get it multiple times in this movie.
Right.
You know, it's just something core about dinosaurs and me that I absolutely loved this movie. And I'm kind of with Nate. I want to sit down and watch all of them all over again, you know, and just re-remember them. Now I definitely want to find Raptor. I got to watch the first three Carnosaur and then see how much of a remake Raptor is of all three. Right.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, I agree. Man, I wonder what happened to Pete.
I don't know. Well,
I hope he's okay.
He's reloading right now. There he goes. He peed it out, and now he's got to put something back in.
No, he probably went upstairs and went, oh, yeah, I'm recording a podcast. Crap. I got to get back down there.
I totally screwed up.
You didn't get the
shit out of it. I had to go pee the dogs.
Oh. Well,
that's not you. Did you forget to go pee, too?
No. Well.
Did you go with them?
While we were outside,
Did you squat next to them?
Hey, there's nothing like being outside. Yeah.
I didn't poop.
Well, now that Pete's back. I had homework for everyone. Hi. Ooh. So I figured I had homework for everyone. And that was if Roger Corman were to rip off a modern movie franchise like he did with Jurassic Park here, like he's known for, what is something modern that you would want him to absolutely rip off?
Is this something you put in the chat? I don't even remember.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, like 20 minutes ago. What the hell?
Yeah, come on.
Right about the time we asked Josh to join us for this episode.
I sent it twice.
I was on my way home, and he was like, homework is this. I was like, fuck. All right.
It was easy homework.
It was.
You want a B movie of something nowadays.
Yeah.
Because something what you got, Josh? Came to mind first.
Okay.
I got two.
So I was thinking about franchises and I was like, what movies are ridiculous, but just missing that little extra, you know?
That little Corman, that little Parmesan pinch.
Sure.
Yeah.
that little, I don't know
the
what.
Parmesan.
No, yeah. there's the scene in the movie that actually. Parmesan. Holy shit.
Pinch.
Or
I didn't say it.
Some pepper Corman.
And now I own it.
Yeah.
I own this. I own it.
All right.
You don't own shit. This is
the mine. Parmesan cheese. It's a sprinkle you put on top of your movie that's just like delicious and a little salt.
You grind it on top.
Josh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
You're good. All right. So the scene in the end made me come to this conclusion. I absolutely loved the Bobcat scene where it was like clearly a fucking like a model or like a toy. Right.
So oh, I thought it was a toy for sure. Like they just got a Hot Wheel.
I want to see a Fast and the Furious. Yes! Roger Corman.
All right. So that was one of mine. Oh, I'm glad you said it. Yeah, cuz can you imagine?
Well, no. You just see Death Race 2000. That's Roger.
No,
Corman.
This is about step family. It won't be about family.
Right.
It's about step family.
Yep.
And living your life a half mile at a time, not a quarter mile.
And I want to see a toy car jumping a ravine and like a shitty stop motion monster coming out of the water and like grabbing it and just pulling it in. Like, that's what I wanted to see.
Roger Corman Fast and the Furious franchise would be incredible. It would be so badass. There'd be nothing but explosions and shotguns. I swear.
Death Race 2000.
I know it's Death Race, but I get what they're saying too. Death Race 2000 is not Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it's definitely not at all.
There's no family in Death Race 2000.
There's a lot of nudity in it, though.
There's a lot of nudity, and Sylvester Stallone is Machine Gun Joe. Okay, yep. So you do have that.
But you don't have, you know, a Roger Corman The Rock fighting a Roger Corman Vin Diesel, and then one of them stomping and making an entire parking garage fall down from their stomp.
Man,
So who would that be? Would it be fucking like Mario Van Peebles and somebody else?
Mario Van Peebles and Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Michael Jai White.
No, no. Black Dynamite.
Oh, Black Dynamite.
That's not Michael Jai White?
So what about you, Charlie?
I gotta go next. Yep. I don't.
This
I've been
tough. This is tough homework.
This is well. It's tough because what has
what was
is
he not
what
touched?
Has he not
not
done?
Touched.
That's
yeah.
Right. Right. That's so, what I'm thinking of. Like what?
I think if it needs to be modern and I stay in the vein of what we know, I think a Roger Corman John Wick movie.
Oh my God,
could be awesome. Get yeah. Corman to do a run and gun revenge flick. I and just oh, no budget. Here it
every
is.
Gun does not get reloaded whatsoever.
No,
and
it's
probably
infinite bullet.
It's
no, no, no,
the
no.
same sound effect for every gunshot.
The every same other volume. Every yep. other guy that dies is the same every other guy
exactly.
that dies.
It's hell just yeah. it's the same it's, dummy getting flown around.
Yeah. It's the whole Star Trek movies that they keep blowing up the same Klingon ship in every single movie. That's what I want Roger Corman doing
that's
in just, the John Wick movies.
That's no joke. Okay?
It's not a joke. Just they like, blow that same a, ship a, up.
Just like Super Inframan always showing the transformation the same. It's
yeah. yeah.
Right.
Hey,
fuck yep. yeah.
Yep.
You like
his John,
Superman.
His John Wick character always done like the spin move, but it's the same spin move yep. they show. The yeah. background never changes. He could be outside, but he's inside a building when he spins to shoot someone.
Every time he hit tosses somebody.
Exactly. All of it reused. So yeah, a Roger Corman, John Wick.
Oh franchise. Man.
All right.
Pete, that leaves you.
And then I got mine.
Hold on, Pete's got to go pee again.
I'm doing it right now.
No, his brain's buffering. It does this. It's like Windows 95.
Should we just stay silent until he can?
No, yeah, saying, like we just.
I had it and then I lost it. Like shit.
Just like Windows 95.
Fuck you so much.
That's a good operating system joke for the computer nerd over there. It's distracting him from thinking. Google
Nate,
faster.
Nate, I'm thinking you need to just.
All right, I will
go.
I will go.
Genuinely
so I was thinking.
A nugget. God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to buy yeah. you time by having yeah. Nate go.
Let me do my thing. All right, buddy.
Now I got to listen to you and I'm going to.
Take your headphone off. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Roger Corman ripped off Jurassic Park in an instant with no budget.
Right.
What if we take a movie where he could have even lesser of a budget and more of bloody results, and we do the Conjuring franchise, except this time people actually die. He doesn't have to show the villain, so it just be ghost. So it could be people just like throwing themselves around and stuff. Like,
oh my God.
The Conjuring universe is prime Corman. It's waiting for him. His version of the nun actually murders people. There's actual like blood being thrown around, and you know, maybe he has a demon doing an exorcist. I don't know, but a Roger Corman Conjuring would be amazing.
So I have not watched any of those. So you're telling me the nun, there's no killing in the nun.
There's absolutely no killing in any of them.
Yeah. 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 You're not wrong.
I mean,
not wrong.
The first nun movie is terrible. God awful. Okay. The first Conjuring movie is really good. I think it's a legit, like, well-made movie.
The third Conjuring kicks ass.
I hated it. I thought it was the Fast and the Furious of the Conjuring movies.
That's why he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he loved it.
Hey, Nate, did Josh, ghost... nice to meet you.
I thought it was an insult to the victim's family.
Oh. Like, did the ghosts come out and go, we family now?
They all right. No, they have a walking dead corpse come to life. And I went... fuck this, I'm out.
I live my life a quarter haunting at a time.
A quarter haunting at a time. Oh my God. I like how Pete just
I
put
want
his
that movie
on for that punchline to happen.
It It was a good punchline, let me tell you.
I'm glad you didn't miss that one, Pete. So,
Pete, what is yours?
Gosh darn it.
He's like, I still don't know.
No pressure, Pete.
I want Roger Corman to do a sex comedy. I want Roger Corman to remake Porky's. But I want Roger Corman to stay true to Roger Corman and with all the horror. But I want a lot of boobs in this movie.
You just want Porky's.
But kinda. Why can't I have Roger Corman remake Porky's? I think that would be amazing. And
it's just Porky's.
Hey, is there a Carnosaur in it?
Yeah. Oh, Carnosaur versus Porky's.
Yo, Carnosaur goes to college.
What I'm giving you here is a
Josh gave you the way better movie
horror in it. So yes, there's got to be some sort of a penis monster in it or something.
Van Carnosaur. And it's Carnosaur that never left college.
Didn't Spoils of Horror do teeth, or who did teeth recently?
That was Spoils of Horror.
Spoils of Horror did teeth.
Yeah, so that could be if you make it a little funnier.
If Roger Corman does it when it's cold, her teeth are going to chatter.
Then
yeah. But what if we did Carnosaur House and it's a fraternity of nothing but little Carnosaurs and they're causing havoc on the dean?
No.
Amityville Carnosaur House? Then we can do it.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I had something earlier. And
Amityville House
away,
is now a frat house filled with carnosaurs.
I think that Porky's could be like, no, it's not happening. It's not happening in my head.
All right, all right. What if
there's
he just
not
redoes
a lot happening up there right now?
It is nothing but
very true. I'm just gonna drink the rest of my beer.
I think Pete needs to cut it down to like two on recording nights. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So the Porky's
that little hamster's dying up
goes
there.
Out to the swamps. And finds a crocodile that's actually a velociraptor. Okay, Jurassic Park velociraptor. And they bring it back and use it as a mascot in Pleasant Valley. All
right.
What was Porky's?
Pleasantville?
No, it was a... Oh, hell. I don't remember.
Anyway. I haven't watched Porky's in 20 years.
Yeah. I haven't seen Porky's since I was a kid.
Oh,
well, I don't think it's aged well.
Probably not.
Nothing from that time period aged well.
Yeah, but I feel like Porky specifically
has aged well.
Has like really
just take yourself out of your adult eyes, bring it back over there, and have a good time with it. But yes, it's not aged well for sure.
Which one had the chick from Sex and the City in it? Kim
Cattrall. Kim Cattrall was in all
Split Second.
The first two, I think.
Yeah, because anyway. She barked like a dog or something like in those.
Yeah, that was this part.
Yeah,
that was part. Where of are we? Joke. What exactly. was the gig we were doing?
I don't know, Pete. We turned it over to you for a hot
I
minute
win.
There.
You all yeah. lose.
You I'm won homework.
I say job, we get Pete. Into the things.
I definitely think we need to get into the things.
Oh God, I'm so happy I'm home.
I'm happy you're not driving. Yeah,
I just want to watch Carnosaur 2.
Nate, I am ready to watch Carnosaur 2 with you. With you.
Me too.
And Josh and I will take pants off and just, never mind. Hey, how about I just stop talking?
At the end of the show, he says it.
Yes.
All right, so the Raining Blood.
You wish. you asked me to be on this
show. He can't even... He can't even keep his own promises. Look.
Pete, did they give you 5 hours notice for this episode too?
Nope.
No.
I've known this about was, this for...
This was his pick. And also because he is leaving the country, we have to record this early. So it's even more chaos right now.
Meow, meow, meow.
Right. Okay. All right. Raining Blood for Carnosaur. And I will even say, I think this number should be higher, but officially it's 30. 30 people die in here. So I was looking it up. And I kept seeing higher numbers, and I went, that doesn't seem right. Why on God's planet do YouTube channels and websites think you get to count the dinosaurs in the body count?
No, that doesn't count.
Human bodies are the only body count. No,
right.
They were counting the exploding eggs.
Hmm. Oh, no, that doesn't count.
And that's where I was like, this is wrong. Now, I say 30, but that is not counting the wife and daughter of the sheriff, which I, based on how this movie ends, the body count is way higher because the vaccine is gone. Like, they destroy the vaccine, and now the government is using this as a population control exercise because they calculated how long till all the women were dead, all this other stuff. I was trying to figure out, so the women would get the virus, or, you know, get the virus, get the fever,
right,
lay an egg. Why did all the guys get the fevers? What happened to them?
Well, they have an ick on their butt.
I don't want to think about it.
No, none of, yeah. Were they just carriers?
They passed the virus to the women that they're.
Yeah, this was strictly about women. What? Well, I don't even think sex was involved. I think.
No, I don't think it was at all.
Because the little girl is sick too, and you pretty much look at
their, that's right.
That this is just going to happen.
Ew.
I mean, there's a lot to it, but I kept going
so it was airborne? Is that where we're headed?
Well, this is where Jackie was getting real grossed out at this movie. Not at the gore, but dudes sneezing on each other or sneezing in their hand and shaking hands.
Dude, that was insane.
She hated that part. She's like, what are the, and that's what I'm thinking is how they were showing the transmission.
I would love for a millennial or a zoomer to watch this movie as people cough and sneeze on others.
I was going to say, Nate's a millennial.
Some sort of visceral reaction, like
Josh
I'm
is
taking
a millennial.
An axe to your head right now. You do not deserve to live because you've sneezed or snorted on me. Blech. Gross.
Yeah, but back then we were cool with it, Pete. So it's,
yeah, wasn't that the plot line to Contagion?
I wasn't cool with it. You sneeze, you go, I chew, and you aim, I chew.
Dude, we used to, drink beer after the ping pong ball fell into the table on the ground, roll off into the side, and you dip it in water and go, yeah, that's good. And
if someone sneezed,
that's different. It's in alcohol, right?
If someone sneezed on you, you handed them a handkerchief. You didn't, yell at them. You went, here's a handkerchief. You're fine. Yeah. Just wipe your nose.
They used to share beer bong.
Shut up.
The beer washed the bong. beer bongs. It was just like, you take one and you take one.
I'm pretty sure people sneeze on him. All right, let's pick our favorite one out.
Let me tell you about some zombie kill pitchers of beer I threw little cups in. So there was a bar. There was a bar on South Campus that would you could buy a bucket of beer, and then they would give you like 10 little glasses, and then you just dip it in this stainless steel bucket of beer, and you drink it until it was out.
All right,
but you were all dipping the same glass in the same beer.
Oh, so you were like in Gangs Disgusting. Of New York when the girl threw an ear on the bar table and she got a glass of all sorts.
It's
and
fine.
You see the bartender taking all of the half-drinking drinks all around the bar and pouring it into the big barrel.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was just called all sorts.
All sorts.
And you're grossed out by someone sneezing on you. That's totally fine. All right, boys, let's pick our favorite kill in Carnosaur.
You can direct your sneeze elsewhere.
I'm going to direct them at you from now on till eternity.
Yeah, that's all that's going to happen. You are the tissue now.
Yeah. All right, Josh, what's your favorite kill in Carnosaur?
All right, so my favorite one was when the fucking cleanup crew goes into that clinic and they just start taking people out.
And, oh my God! Yes,
dude. Mm-hmm. Nobody, like yeah. nobody's really reacting, and then all of a sudden, like the doctor just like kind of opens the door, like, "What's going on out here?" And then they shoot the shit out of him, and he does this super like slow, dramatic like fall back into the room.
Oh my God!
I love fucking... that he opens that door and just like stands there.
Hello.
Like...
this is also yes. when. You have to pretend the gun is firing. It's not like a fake gun with blanks. It's just a dummy gun. Yeah. And instead of showing it has kick, yeah. actors flick the damn thing. Like they're throwing bullets That's out of the end yeah. of it. Yeah, it's like you're hitting them with holy water, and it's bullets coming out of the end of the gun.
How am I supposed to know he's shooting the gun?
But yeah, the doctor's reaction to getting shot and then dying... I was in tears. I fucking laughed so hard at that. So that's my favorite.
That's a solid one. That's like almost half of the body count right there. Yeah. There's like ten people in that room.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
that happens. Pete, what's your kill of the week?
Thank you for making me go now because I can remember what
I was gonna say. I didn't want you to forget.
Yeah. So the first giving birth to monsters. It was horrifying. Oh my God.
It is.
So this gal doesn't look pregnant at all, right?
Not really, no.
Right.
Not at all. And she just like, I don't feel good. I'm going to lay down. And the evil doctor goes, oh yes, lay down. Here's some blankets and bullshit. And then she starts giving birth to this dinosaur. And at the very end, when the dinosaur breaches and gets out of mom, her legs go from legs, knees straight up to crack, knees at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this actress had the ability to if she had the
Act.
Flexibility to just do that like, with her body
splits right
or,
there yeah
or if it was some sort of puppetry going on where the legs kind of literally explode in two different directions and this oh my God
it's so gross.
It's so gross and it's so wonderful and I could not stop laughing. I had to stop the movie, pause it as I was
the worst part of that whole scene is the sound effects too.
Yeah.
You hear the stuff dropping on the floor.
Oh my God.
Like Josh was talking about ASMR earlier. This is the ASMR scene that you're just like, you don't need to see it because you're hearing it.
You're hearing all of it.
It's the best scene in the movie. And then her like her left leg is just kind of dangling there. And every time they move the puppet, whether it's the dinosaur or the body of the woman, this leg just kind of flicks a little bit. It's just delightful.
Awesome.
That's my kill of the week because it was so wonderfully disturbing.
All right, Nate, you or me? Who's going?
I'll go. For me, it's during the scene where they got him chained up, but it's the long hair ponytail dude who is just screaming and then gets his face bitten off. like he gets a long death.
He does get a long death. He gets ripped off. He chained himself to the bulldozer or whatever.
And he's stuck there. Like
he even says like, "Hey, green brother, how's it going?"
He just gets gnawed on. Like the girl that gets killed after him is great, but man, something about his death leading up to it, the way the dude looks.
He chained himself to by his arm, so his hand is just staying there in a handcuff to the chains around the
Well, because in common practice, I guess from what we've seen in movies and shit, is they handcuff themselves and then throw the keys away, or they don't even bring the keys with them.
Eat the keys.
Yeah, or swallow them, or however they're supposed to do it.
To be really dramatic about it.
Yeah.
Use their prison purse and hide the
That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, okay. Ew. Everybody knows what that is. Okay. Did I cross the line?
No, Pete. Surprisingly, that's not perfectly the worst fine. Thing you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what was worse.
Well, Charlie, what is yours?
Beauty, Pete never remembers till he listens back.
I don't.
You know, I do. I love that dude getting messed up and his face ripped off. But man, there's a special place in my heart for that girl that gets her leg ripped off and the dinosaurs eating it like a drumstick as if it's human.
Like a chicken wing.
It's so good.
It's almost smiling while it's doing it. It's like, this is this is great. I love chicken. Chicken is the best.
Dude. It's like Bugs Bunny eating a carrot. He's just like,
nah. Sure. No. Hey, it's Doc, like, what's up?
It's like human, the other white meat. It's great. But there is I do have an honorable mention, and it's because after I saw it last night, it just flashed me back to being a kid, and that's Clint Howard getting his head separated from his body. I've seen all the other kills, but that one right there went, yep, dad didn't care.
Anytime you can see Clint Howard be eaten by a dinosaur, that should be number one, I guess.
This is
very true. Clint Howard, full stop, is a good thing.
Yeah, no. Unlike the evil deaths, we are big proponents of Clint Howard over here. We love that man to death.
Shots thrown.
I think I'm in between there.
I like how Pete said shot thrones. We're using the Carnosaur guns, and we're throwing bullets out the end of it.
Yes.
Instead of shots fired.
National treasure. I love that man.
Yes.
Because he leans into every character he ever does. He just leans in, is like, yep.
And he probably has more character. Money.
I'm not a
he probably has more money than I ever will. His and brother is Ron Howard. It's a rich family. He will forever have work. He never has to worry. Yep. He's got it way better than any of us. So Josh is contemplating everything.
He's like,
right now.
contemplating. We haven't heard a lot. Josh. Have we?
No, not at all.
Hey, Josh. You want to see it?
I don't want to see your Clint Howard, dude. Keep your Clint Howard in your pants, all right?
It's just gnawing and foaming at the mouth.
It's got a fucking...
It was foaming earlier, but it's not anymore.
It's got that clown, that clown hair. And it's got a gap teeth.
It's got a gap.
And a receding hairline.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Hey,
the hairline's fine.
Nope. It's receding.
I had an entire episode to talk badly about that man. You know what? I'm not going to do it here on your show.
Let's just get to our ratings. I got Carnosaur 2 to watch, guys.
Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
Ugh, that movie.
Such a
good movie. I haven't seen it in forever, but in my head, I'm like, it's a really good movie, right?
I love Jason X. I love Jason X.
I know it's been a long time, but I'm like, no. Like, it's good.
I watched it not long ago. I love it.
I thought it was great until I had to talk about it for like a fucking hour. And then I tried to like, or really, really
That's
thought
what
about
shocked
it.
Shocked me when you were like, no, this movie is not aged well.
Damn it.
No, it's good. It's still good.
You know what would make it better is if Clint Howard was in it. That's exactly what would have made it better.
Clint Howard is Jason.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I like Ice Cream Man. It's delightful.
Pete likes ice cream.
Hilarious.
All right, Pete, what are you rating this bad boy?
Guys, this movie is terrible. Okay, so if you like movies, this is a 5. Maybe go see it. If you like bad movies, this is a 9. Go see this movie. This is a Roger Corman classic. Go see this movie. If you have a high tolerance for bad movies, go see this. It's a 9.
Nice. Fair. Nice. Yeah. I mean, what he said was If you like movies, watch it. It's a 5 and a 9. If you like movies.
If you like movies, it's If you like bad movies, 9.
I don't know. I just feel like some dipshit's like, Poor Things is the greatest movie ever made. Why what on earth would I ever watch Carnosaur?
No, it's terrible. But it's wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
who's up?
Charlie, that nerd's not going to watch Charlie's it. Yeah, Charlie, go for it.
Who's driving this boat? I don't know.
Charlie's
driving.
I know.
I'm driving the boat. Charlie.
The poop monster's driving the boat.
Yeah.
Ooh, gross.
With the skull guy and the Chinese man.
I love how Charlie's just like, oh my God, just shut the hell up and I'll give my
chaos, baby.
Hi, Charlie.
Say I didn't know the real pain meant actual pain. My bad, guys.
I was looking forward to this episode. So
are you not looking forward to this? This is an amazing episode.
We'll let the audience decide.
Right. We'll let the audience decide that. But I can't deny what Pete just said. I mean, it's not a good movie. And if you're looking for good, it ain't here. But if you're looking for fun, it's a 9. It's just... I have some strong nostalgia for this movie, and it stuck with me for 30 damn years, and I still enjoyed the hell out of it. We need a new like Roger Corman scale of rating.
We really do. Like,
This is a 9 on the Roger Corman scale. So
the Cormajan cheese scale.
Oh yes,
this is like our Tubi file creature. It's a terrible movie, but it is a 10 as far as I'm concerned. But Carnosaur, 9, straight up, man.
Carnosaur, Piranha are like 10 on the Roger Corman scale. What?
Well, what does Josh rate this? Josh,
I mean, Josh, are you guys basically...
Josh.
What the fuck? Holy shit, dude. I didn't realize that was you for a minute.
I think this podcast might be haunted.
Yo, I legit was like, shit. It's fucking Clint Howard. Clint He's Howard's coming in my you. Room.
He shall have his revenge.
Roger Corman just remade our podcast, guys.
Oh, shit. Like, if you like movies, you know, if you like good... actual real films and are somewhat snobbery-ish about movies, you're gonna fucking hate this. So, like, you know, it's very low on that. But if you are someone like me who just loves bullshit that's not good, and you can actually not take something serious, you know, it's fucking great. I'm gonna go with you guys. I'm gonna piggyback on that 9.
Man. Nice.
Nate's gonna disappoint us. Come on,
no,
what do you got?
I'm taking this a step up, baby. I'm making it a 10. This movie's
no
amazing.
A 10?
After how much I have laughed and had fun talking about this, on top of how incredible and how much I was laughing, and this is a special kind of movie that, like, somehow it got made. It did the things that, you know, others try to do but fail miserably at. Mm-hmm. It just really knocked it out of the park. And like, this is not something that, you know, I can see being done today. Like, it's just, this is hard to capture. So for that reason alone, and to know that it came out the same year as Jurassic Park is like a chef's kiss of like, mm-hmm, what you
it
can do with film. Love
Jurassic
it
Park, That was the
selling point.
Finger to Spielberg, like Roger Corman's like, what? Oh, I heard, I heard you were doing dinosaur book,
so like Willy's Wonderland
dinosaur book, faster and cheaper, and he did, and he still made money.
So like Willy's Wonderland to Five Nights at Freddy's,
yeah.
Like they knew. Fuck yeah.
I knew what they were doing. Yeah. So like,
that's amazing.
I don't know. This is pure entertainment schlock.
This episode
is not shitty on purpose.
Yeah. This episode honestly just made the movie even better. Like us talk, like actually getting to talk about it, like just thinking back on it.
Yeah.
Made
just like
the movie
reflecting
better,
on it.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah. It just, now this movie holds a special place in my heart, just like Seventh Curse, Pete. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
I look forward to watching part 2.
Man, Seventh Curse Part 2.
No, I look forward to the Part 2 of Carnosaur.
Yeah, so. Me too. The Seventh Eighth Curse. 2
versus Carnosaur.
Dude, Old Ancestor versus fucking Carney.
That'd oh my thing. God. Yeah, we should call him Carney. That's a good name for him. Little Karn Karn.
No. I don't like that. It's too much. It's too close to clowns and carnivals. I don't like it.
Nate, it's really weird that Charlie hasn't had a lot to say tonight. So
I don't think he's been allowed to talk.
I don't think it's weird at all, Pete.
Yeah. Looking at you, Pete.
What does that mean?
Oh, I wonder what it means, Pete.
Finally, I get my 2 cents.
Charlie, you should get us out of here, please.
Did he say finally?
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
I know this is coming out early. Wait till he hears the last 3 episodes we've recorded. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't.
I don't remember any of that, clearly.
Nate, you got a trash review for this movie.
You know it.
Right. I'm the trash man.
Stop that.
I come out, I throw trash all over the ring. And then I start eating garbage. And then I pick up the trash can and I smash the guy on the head.
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
All right.
Don't do it.
This
Nate.
Comes from
Don't do it.
Brothel back in 1998 and said the only scary thing is that there is a sequel. They gave it 1 out of 10. The second worst movie I have ever seen. The special effects made me long for the early days of claymation.
Aww.
Also, too many holes in the story. Obvious to me that the writers figured out how terrible the movie was, so just finished it as fast and bad as possible. Helped me fall asleep faster than NyQuil. I want to know what the first worst movie is.
Who wrote that?
Some person named Brothel back in 1998.
Hey, Brothel, I know you're not listening, but fuck you.
Yeah, I know you're not listening.
Special effects in this movie were amazing.
They've only reviewed 3 movies. Uncle Buck,
yeah.
An American Werewolf in Paris, and Carnosaur.
American Werewolf in Paris.
That person's an idiot.
The worst version of American Werewolf.
And then Uncle Buck, though. Like, they went, you know what? I got something to say.
I got no problems with Uncle Buck, but what, did he like American Werewolf in Paris?
You know, let's find out real quick.
Let's find out. We're gonna.
Okay, yeah. This is actually yes.
I still want my money back from.
We ready for this?
I'm gonna find this guy.
This is.
I saw it in the
back
theater.
In 1998.
I still want my money back.
So bad. So bad. You can't even laugh about it.
Whoa. I'm done. I'm done, Charlie. Please move on. Please move on.
I'm not done. I'm reading it now.
No,
we've already said we want to know what's happening with this, so we're reading it now.
Nope.
So with American Werewolf in Paris, they said, one of 2 movies I have actually thought about asking for money to stay until the end. Most movies have at least 1 thing that is worth staying for, even if it is just a laugh at how bad it is. I never found it for the movie. Nothing was good. From the script to the very bad effects, the worst movie I have ever seen. Oh, hey, we figured out what the worst movie they've ever seen is.
So this curmudgeon has nothing to say but bad shit about movies he's seen.
Maybe. Oh, no. You want me to read his review for Uncle Buck?
Well, sure.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, a movie that makes me laugh every time I watch it. John Candy has funniest since Stripes.
So you're a simple American.
Yeah, he was just upset that John Candy wasn't in Carnosaur and American Werewolf in Paris. Like, that's all that really comes down to.
I get it.
To.
Honestly, I figured it out. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Checks out.
I'm done. Charlie, get us out of here, please. I'm driving! Hey! Thank you for very much listening to the Give Me Back My Action. What was... Is this action? What are we doing this week?
Yeah,
what was the movie we're doing?
This is our show. It's to drink Pete now. For now on,
I gotta go pee.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
what movie are we doing tonight? chop chop, toots. Let's go.
Somebody just
what's going on? I thought you and me were drinking tonight, and clearly you are not drinking tonight. So, give me back my heart. What? That's horror. What are we horror. Yeah.
Charlie, do you have like a button that can just mute him? Can we just buy a program that mutes him?
I'm doing Carnosaurus.
Oh, I can mute him.
Oh, you mean to tell me that's been an option? Me,
but it would be a terrible thing to do so.
The thing is, I can mute him, but he'll forget to unmute himself, and he'll have like a 10-minute conversation.
I won't ever mute me. If you mute
Josh,
me, you
tell us about the evil desk for our audience that may have not listened to you
Josh,
yet.
Oh, yeah, Josh, tell us about Ted.
Hey, Ted. Well, it is a podcast that I do with a good friend of mine, Bertram. He unfortunately could not be here tonight. We basically, you know, we talk about some of our favorite horror movies and not favorite horror movies.
Yeah.
And I hate on Clint Howard in basically every episode. We talk about Puppet Master, the Littlest Reich, in basically every episode. And we go off the rails. That's right. We go off the rails slightly less than this episode.
Only slightly.
This has been a podcasting masterclass as we are teaching young podcasters exactly how
what not to do.
Yeah, what you should not be doing.
To do their shows as if you were here in studio, because we're all in studio.
I don't think he drinks this much during his own podcast, and his podcast has beer included.
Right? I know. So, Charlie, just get us out of here.
No, I
have to say the things.
All right, everybody, thanks for being here for the month of chaos. Please tune in a day or so. I don't know exactly what days I'm dropping these, but you will get to see how we pick the next week's episode. We don't know what it is yet. You will see that later. So the next one will be action. That's all we know for right now. And if you want to check us out, we are over on Facebook. On Facebook at the Facebook group, Give Me Back My Horror Movies. You know what? I've said it. Month of Chaos. No more rules. Let's get out of here. Nate, get out of there with a good word. Close enough.
Oh my God.
Yay.
I'm so sorry. I love you all. So
can we plan an intervention?
I think we need an intervention.
You guys got time?
We have to
do it right now.
No more free games.
I don't have time. I got to go watch Carnosaur.
I got some more.
He's got to go poop outside.
I'm going to go get him a bubble. Treat him like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think he needs a saline drip.
Grief. What does that mean? I don't know.
Means you need to hydrate.
Would that help? Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that is a good idea. That's
okay. I'm done drinking tonight.